We now join Colonel Blood Sausage in London with his remarkably special guest.
Thank you, Pavlo. Blood Sausage here. I am joined in studio by American President George W. Bush. It's always a privilege, sir. Hey, Humphrey. Anthony, sir. So few people realize what a multi-talented chap you are, sir. Raconteur, businessman, politician, great warrior. It should surprise no one that you're also a successful filmmaker, aren't you, sir?
Yep. Not many people know I directed my dad in Kennebunkport Bush in the Desert of Doom 1 back in 1992.
Splendid stuff, Mr. President. The climactic battle as the cavalry charged the Republican Guard, their sabers gleaming in the desert sun. Should have won something, shouldn't it, sir?
Well, them awards things all politics anyway.
Quite, sir. You followed with a good string of hits, Bring Me the Head of Manuel Noriega, among others, but your most recent film, George Bush and the Desert of Doom 2, did rather less well, didn't it?
Well, we have some problems, Ian. It's not easy moving 400,000 extras around in a desert.
But now you've taken the film back into the cutting room, shot a few new scenes, and it's jolly well ready, isn't it, sir?
Yup.
Quite so, sir. And I understand that it's all based on fact, isn't it, Mr. President?
Oh, yeah, we could have made a documentary out of it.
Now, you and Mr. Blair aren't really in the film.
Yeah, well, me and Tony been kind of busy running the world, so I figured directing, producing, and stuff was all the time I could afford to give it. You know, a lot of folks think it's easy being a tough, no-nonsense, two-fisted president, but it ain't. Gotta hunt down bad guys, organize posses, rustle up rounders, and round up rustlers.
Did you write that line, Mr. President?
Nope. We got that one from Law of the Sagebrush, Lone Star, 1934, starring Kermit Maynard and Mary Louise Herkimer, screenplay by Osgood Weingartner. We get all my best lines out of old westerns.
That has been noted before, sir. Would you like to set up this clip you've brought us?
Well, there's two super climaxes in the film. I like to follow Sergei Eisenhowerstein's theories about action and montage. So, this is our big showdown right before the big battle. Me and Tony Blair were separated from our troops in Saddam's underground caves. We're getting ready to smoke him out and bring him to justice. You know, like we done.
Of course you did, sir. Again, you don't portray yourself. Who shall we see on the screen, sir?
Well, Tony got Sean Connery to play him. With special arrangements from his estate, digital John Wayne plays me.
And who portrays Saddam Hussein, Mr. President?
This kid Karen Hughes found at the comedy store in L.A., Harvey somebody, even looks like Saddam. He's a trip.
Henry Bernstein, sir?
Something like that.
Well, Mr. Cheddar, our technical director, is all prepared, so shall we roll film while the radio audience watches along? Mr. Cheddar?
Righto, sir.
Can you make anything out, George?
Pretty gloomy down here, Tony.
Aye, my boots are soaked in gore. How many do you think we got?
Dunno, couple of thousand. Glad we had that squad of Marines. All 20 of them died heroes.
I've worn out 4 gun barrels. Look, George, a light up ahead.
There's only you and me, Tony. Wonder if we can surround them. I got about 400 rounds left.
I have 2. I've a grenade as well. And if all else fails, I've got me gravity knife.
We always got our fists, Tony.
Stout fellow, George. If only the free peoples of the world knew how tough and heroic you are in the face of overwhelming odds. And who knew Saddam's evil science was so advanced?
Them gun-toting octopuses are right hard to kill.
Aye. And those suicide mice. Who'd ever have thought breeding double-barreled dachshunds? Ah, it's the most evil place in the universe.
We're getting close. Tony? You take that there passage, circle around and come in on the far side. No point in being gentle. When we come, be ready for blazing guns and fast thinking.
Brilliant, George. I'm lucky to know you.
Synchronize watches. Mark. Ready?
Knowing I'm on your side, I'll always be ready, George.
Tony, Nobody better never tell me the Brits are decadent. Good luck.
Saddam, Saddam, the report has come. 4 brigades of Republican Guards have been annihilated by George Bush, Tony Blair, and a squad of Marines.
Curses. These Americans, superhuman are. This George Bush is brilliant soldier. Chirac, how may we this predicament escape?
I curse the day I fell under your evil spell, Saddam. You are not going to escape. Were I not sunk so deep in your filth, I would throw myself on the mercy of Monsieur Bush.
You, the fool, are. I am the most evil dictator in the world. No one on my side a lineage shall the mercy have. At least you are not alone. My army will them crush.
Ah, this zombie army of yours is worthless. All they can do is march and fall over.
But they cannot be killed. They are already dead.
Drop the gun, Saddam.
Ah, Herr George Bush, you have upon me the drop got.
Those matching pearl-handled Colt 45s will not help you, George Bush.
Jack Chirac. You slimy traitor to humanity. Ain't there no depths you Frenchies won't sink to?
I don't think so. Why do you ask?
Enough, Jacques Chirac. You're covered. Drop the rare artillery model Luger. You'll not be needing it.
Sacre cochon. Tony Blair, I am discovered.
You renegade. This is your final curtain. If I could but reach my guns. But you would not me face in fair fight, Senor Bush.
Have no fear, Saddam. Gentlemen, you may as well surrender. I have you surrounded with my Maxim gun.
Gerhard Schroeder, I might have knowed.
Perhaps, but you did not. I must ask you to give up, or I shall be forced to reduce you to rubbish.
Not so fast, Gerhard, my old companero.
Verdammt! Aznar! I give up. I was only following orders.
Aznar, watch out! He's got a rare 1858 percussion derringer with scrolled engraving.
Taking this, son of the great warrior.
I'm taking you in one way or t'other, pilgrim.
Mudzi Tabernak.
Take that, Schroeder. For God, for St. George, and for England.
Ach, this blood is in tot.
Tony, you okay?
I'm all right, George. Looks like Schroeder got Aznar.
Maybe, but he couldn't prevent him from saving the world.
I did for Schroeder. He'll hurt no free peoples again.
Looks like I got Saddam.
Indeed, done appears to be me. My delicious reign of evil, she is no more. What a world, what a world. Ach, Saddam, if you'd have used your power for good instead of evil, you'd be in better shape now.
That's right, Saddam. Everything changed after 9-1-1. Your kind of evils is going out of style.
Secretly, gentlemen, sometimes when torturing innocent grandmas, I would lose interest and dream of someday the flower show hosting, perhaps hosting own cooking show on Food Network. But now it's all too late.
Well, you fought bravely, Saddam. As I was pumping you full of lead, I was almost proud of you.
You are even greater hero than was your father. I am honored to fall before your blazing six shooters.
We'll give him and his boys a proper send-off.
Aye, dump him in a trench, cover him with excrement and petrol, and torch him.
Oughta do it. Well, Chirac?
Feh. I am so disgusted with myself, I am going to reopen Devil's Island and have myself condemned there. Eh!
Well, Tony?
Aye, George. Now to create some democracy, eh?
That's right.
Then we can plan our next blow for world freedom.
Got me some ideas about that, too. Now let's mount up and finish off what's left of Saddam's army.
Well, Mr. President, I must say it's a bit disconcerting sitting here next to you, watching you as portrayed by a computer-generated John Wayne.
Yeah, you get used to it after a while, and that's exactly how it happened, every word true.
Well, we shan't quibble, shall we? Though it must be admitted that some have noted discrepancies between your script and, reality.
Yeah, and it's in color, too.
Well, it was certainly jolly having you and your film on the program.
You ought to be honored.
You're quite right, sir. So Mr. Ridge informs me. I can assure you, Mr. President, I am honored.
Okay, then.
Righto. This is Colonel Bloodsausage for the Average Network, with our guest, President George Bush. We're turning you back over to Mr. T-Flies in the digital playland.
You're pretty weird. How'd you get through our security? Brother's a bit of a macky-macket network, you know.
This is Pablo T-Flies for Uncle Bob's Electronic Digital Playland. Huckleberry Bush and the Desert of Doom is a product of the Average Studios. All celebrity impersonations were caused by a glitch in the sidereal calendar and will be corrected at an unspecified future date.